All right, here's my side of what I bought. I first did this because he was out here already. The boxes, the Umco right there. You can see the contents of that. I'll have that after these, but back to my poles. So this is what we got. $25. Zebco Rhino, the dual grip one. So you can really get a grip on it. Cast it out, no reel on it, but cool nonetheless. Not really beat up. Then this one's neat. I'm gonna tie it. I got my lure that came out of one of those boxes right there. We're gonna tie it on to see if it works. A humongous Zebco 808. Sally has one dent in it. He said his dad made this. Brand new pole. Literally brand new. It's huge. He made this. Never used it. Because he passed away, he said. So this thing literally is brand new still. Huge line. That thing's ginormous. Next is two poles, sadly, that were finished. I so wish this one was finished. Daiwa. This thing would have been so neat. But sadly, no bueno on that. Here's a, I like these a lot, push button pole, or you can use them on the weird old school bait casters. Who does it say? Hedden something. I don't know, it's got that on there, and it says Nekan Pal, I don't know, and it's missing two eyes, so, but you can always put more eyes on. It's missing three, actually, I think. But you can always put more on, so I'm not really necessarily worried about missing eyes. Next, Berkeley, and this one says they bought it for $12.99. Next is, I think, another Berkeley, right? Yep, another Berkeley. Must have been a Berkeley believer. Another push button style. Nice. It's not really beat up. Then next we have two of the same. We have FinTech with a Zebco 33 on the bottom. Nice pole. Next is another Zebco 33, except more beat up, I'd say, with another Berkeley on it. Then the one I kind of like a lot, Garcia Graphite two-piece, and it's really wobbly. You see it right there, that thing is really wobbly, so I bet that thing will be real nice. Then Ugly Stick. I saw this one in the pictures. Two-piece Ugly Stick. Beat to hell Daiwa X40X, yeah. I have the 80XC at home, but still nonetheless neat. It works. This one, hopefully I can get working. True Temper. Came with an extra rod piece there on the floor because it's a two-piece in case this one breaks. And it is a one-piece altogether, so the rod doesn't come off. Push button is on the back, so when you're fishing, you press this, and that's what releases the push button part. That doesn't release right now, but we'll figure something out. You can see it. It does reel in. So, but I might hook one up because we got the water out there. So, let's bring one down there. Here we are. Water. Same pole. Now, I don't got my tripod with me. I'm on vacation, so. But I'll catch a fish if I do. And I'll pan back to when I have it right here because I can't do. I'll be holding it unless I go get my parents, which I don't want to bother them, so I'll just do it this way. I don't know if you can see out there. Can I zoom in here? God, zoom in camera. Oh, they're already away. Too late now. There was just a bunch of perch right there, like a whole spool. I haven't caught one yet. They keep biting, so I'll keep going. I don't know if you see, just caught one right there. Look at that. Same pole, obviously, we see it in my hand. Just caught it. So we see that at least this one works on the Uglastic. I'll hook something up to the huge one and we'll see what we got. Just thought I'd show. I decided to stay here. Caught a little bass on the same pole. So yeah, definitely works. On the original, who knows when, Mr. Twister and the old thing. Didn't even do anything to it. Definitely needs to get oiled, but neat. All right, after further investigation, I figured out this True Temper should be fixable with oil. This one, put that on there, casted it. She works, that's a nice one. Daiwa works. This Zebco works. This one, missing the side for the to make it click, to not, but it still works without it, so you can just cover that up. Then all the poles are pretty nice, except this one, but you can put eyes on it. So overall, what do you think? Do you think it was worth $25?